You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Review, Coro One. This combination handheld and robot vacuum might create more problems than it solves, by Adrian So. To keep dog hair and toddler mess at bay, I use three separate vacuums, a heavy corded one for deep cleaning, a robot vac that I run daily for light maintenance cleaning, and a cordless handheld for quickly picking up small messes. However, it is possible to go overboard. You don't want your descendants to find you buried, a skeletal arm sticking out from under piles of dusty, decaying vacuuming devices. That's where the Coro One comes in. The new vacuum ingeniously combines a portable handheld vac inside the automated robot vacuum. After you've done your daily maintenance clean, you can pop out the handheld unit, click on the dustbin and cleaning attachment, and clean out the cup holders in your car. The Coro One combines an astonishing array of features in a good-looking package. It's easy to use and decently priced. It retails for $545, but right now, it's marked down to $495. That's about half as much as a premium bot vac from Nido or iRobot. But it's just too big. At 5 inches, it's too tall to chase dust bunnies out from under my stove or under my children's cribs. And its utility is severely diminished without an app. It's annoying to start a cycle, leave the house, and not realize until the next day that you can't use the handheld because it got stuck behind a lamp and ran out of battery. Depending on your needs, I'd suggest economizing on the handheld and getting a Wi-Fi-enabled robot vacuum instead. They might be giants. The Coro One arrived in an astonishingly large box, 35 inches wide, 35 inches long, and 10 inches tall, which contained the robot, a remote, a home base, and the handheld accessories. The robot's height posed the first problem. Normally, I set up robot vacuums under my couch. It's the only free wall in my house that has 2 feet of clear wall space on either side. I also like freeing up floor space. But because the Coro One is 5.3 inches tall and 12.5 inches across, it didn't fit. My couch only has 5 inches of clearance underneath. Once you plug in the charging stand and click the side brush on the bottom of the vacuum, you also have the option of setting a daily cleaning schedule manually via buttons on the base. Unlike pretty much any other robot vacuum that has an app, you can't schedule cleanings for only Tuesdays and Thursdays or cancel and reschedule them easily. Since I never know what's going on in my house on any given day, I opted to not set a schedule at all. In my testing, it took 4 hours for it to charge completely, with a very long runtime of 2 hours on regular mode and 45 minutes on turbo. Coral states it can guarantee up to 90 minutes of runtime depending on the surface. You can bump up the vacuum to turbo mode by pushing what looks like a volume button on the bot vac, or by clicking the same on the remote. The remote has 3 other buttons, an off button, a button to tell it to return home, and a button to switch languages. There's no directional button to direct the Coro One to or from specific areas. As a robot vacuum, the Coro One has a powerful motor that Coro claims can produce up to 2.7 kilopascals of air pressure to suction, They claim that a typical premium BOTFAC produces about 1.7 kilopascals. It also sits only 2 millimeters above the floor surface in order to utilize that full power. In normal mode, it was 75 decibels loud, and in turbo, 80 decibels, or about as loud as a running garbage disposal. The Cora 1 works on a variety of surfaces, including hardwood, high-pile rugs, carpet, and tile. It left our hardwood entryway free of leaves and grit. It cleaned under the kitchen table on laminate and our tile bathroom floor. Many robot vacuums are too small and light to be very effective on carpet, but at 8.9 pounds, the Cora 1's heft let it dig into our low-pile rugs just a little more. After I ran it, I was unable to scrape further grit and dog hair out of the piling. Both the handheld and the robot vacuum also have HEPA filters to pick up particulates that are 0.3 microns in diameter, small enough to capture dust, pollen, and animal dander. The secret cleaning history. The Cora 1 has gyroscopic mapping technology to let it clean your house more efficiently. Unfortunately, it's impossible for me to verify the accuracy of the map since the robot doesn't upload it to the cloud. Each time I ran it, it took about 2 hours to clean 500 square feet of my house. That cleaning time didn't get shorter over 2 weeks. It navigates via infrared sensors, wall-following sensors, and drop sensors, all of which were remarkably sensitive. They're also necessary since the Cora 1 doesn't come with any navigational aids. I didn't notice any bumps or dings. In particular, the drop sensors were very sensitive. Sometimes the Cora 1 rolled over the wooden floor molding that divides our kitchen and living room, paused, and tipped one end into the air. When that happened, it breathlessly beseeched me to return it to solid ground. The handheld unit is easy to use. Just unclick the handheld unit from the middle of the robot vacuum, snap on the clear plastic dustbin, and stick on the carpet or crevice cleaning attachment. When you need to empty the dustbin, just click it off and pull out the filter to release the trapped dirt. Finally, I appreciated a number of small, thoughtful design details. For example, when the vacuum is in the charging base, the glowing handle shows you how much battery is left. The dustbin has a small carrying handle and easily clicks open with your thumb. It's also gorgeous. The exterior is hand-polished, and the tones with which it signals that it's powering on are so musical. There's also something vaguely droid-like about the white and black colorway that I very much liked. Let's get lost. Whenever I've converted someone to using a robot vacuum, they always mention how it vacuums places that they'd never think to clean on their own. I've noticed that too, and my allergies have markedly improved since robot vacuums have started regularly chasing down dog hair dust balls out from under my couch. But the Coral is too tall to fit in many of these places. It can't fit under my children's cribs or under the stove. It doesn't fit in the space underneath my cabinets to edge clean in my kitchen. For some people, the Cora 1's simplicity might be a big bonus. You don't need to follow instructions to connect yet another Wi-Fi-enabled device to your home network. You don't need to clutter up your phone with yet another proprietary app. But I missed having an app. I like the flexibility of being able to cancel or reschedule cleanings on a whim. I like knowing if the robot got stuck, even if I'm out. It didn't happen often, but when the Cora 1 did get stuck, it was hard to find. It's annoying to not be able to ring a bell or look at a map to find it. It had wedged itself under the couch. Coral, you know better than to go under there. Finally, the dustbin for both the robot vacuum and the handheld unit are very small. The robot vacuum's dustbin is 0.45 liters. I can usually count on most vacuums having a capacity of around 0.7 liters. This is far too small for my dog-filled house, and when the dustbin gets too full, the suction tube gets clogged. The handheld unit has a capacity of 0.5 liters, which is just enough to clean the sand and dog hair out of my car. The Cora 1 got several important points right. It's a powerful robot vacuum that is also beautiful and easy to operate. Including a handheld unit saves storage space in a small house or apartment, and the company kept the product at a very reasonable price point, for robot vacuums anyway. Still, I found that having to re-vacuum the edges under the cabinet and get on my hands and knees to peer under the stove to be more of a hassle than it was worth. Turns out that more vacuums are still better. For now, at least.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.